You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, and that showed some signs of life the past couple days, and that had to be encouraging. But excuse me, I want to ask one big overarching question of you to start with. Why should Nats fans not be worried right now? Give me some sunshine. Give me some reason for Nats fans not to be worried about this rough start.
They shouldn't be worried because of their pitching. They shouldn't be worried also because Ian Desmond, for example, is not the player that we saw the first six games of the season. This guy is going to put it together. He did it the last two games. And I expect him to be really to play all-star caliber baseball the rest of the way. So I think everything will be okay. And, you know, it's really too early to panic. And believe me when I tell you this, the 1977 Yankees started the season 2-8. Everyone was complaining. Everyone was worried. But they ended up winning the World Series that year. So I can go back to years where some championship teams got up to slow starts and they ended up winning the championship. So there's nothing to worry about here.
The best team I ever covered, 105-win 04 Cardinals, were something like 23-22 in late May. So it's a long season.
Correct.
I did mention the offense coming around, and it did seem like they started making some harder contact the last few days. You see any significant difference in Boston versus earlier, or was it just a matter of hitters eventually hit?
I think it's a matter of hitters eventually hitting. I think what also helped was that it wasn't just Desmond hitting. I mean, Michael Taylor has done a good job. Even though the batting average doesn't say it, he's really the team leader in RBIs. You know, Danny Espinosa so far, so good for him. Dan Uggla has done well. And I think Wilson Ramos is starting to pick it up too. So those guys have to really pick it up.
What's up with Steven Strasburg?
Well, as you know, I can tell you during spring training, it was injuries. This time, I don't know what to tell you because he just had a bad outing. And, you know, Matthew, I really believe that we were spoiled by Strasburg when he first came to the league. In 2010. I mean, he was really unbelievable. And I think since that time, we expect him to be invincible, but he's not. And to me, he never was the ace of a team. It was always George Zimmerman in my mind. But, you know, I mean, Strasburg, he's really a good pitcher, but he's not as invincible like everyone really believes he should be. And he never was, really, after 2010.
I want to kind of follow up on that. I want to examine Strasburg a bit because I was having a conversation about him with another friend of mine, baseball fan, and I don't understand why that is because he can make every pitch. It's not location. He locates well. He's got a wide arsenal with just exceptional stuff. He has high strikeout rates. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, and yet in the end, the pitcher that he is doesn't match up with – everything that you see when you watch him pitch, and it baffles me. As somebody who sees him, and I watch him a lot, as somebody who sees him more than I do, what is it? And he, again, he's very good. I don't want to sell him short, but there's everything there, it seems to me, for this guy to be great, and he's only very good. Why do you think that disconnect is?
Well, I think, you know, also that I think he expects things to be perfect behind him. And, you know, like when things go wrong, when you have the errors, like what happened the other day, you know, he can be flustered. He really can be. And I think that's the reason, too. I think he wants everything to be perfect. And when it doesn't, they just go haywire. And I'm not going to say he gives up, but things aren't the same after it happens.
All right. Two more things, and I will let you go. One, it's even less information than we have on everybody else, but Jason Wirth is back in the lineup. One hit in the early going, but obviously three games won't tell you everything. How does he look? How's he swinging the bat? How's he moving in the outfield? How does Wirth look to you playing ball right now?
Well, it's too early in terms of how he looks in the outfield because he's playing in Fenway. Let me see him play in a regular stadium like Nationals Park before I judge that. In terms of hitting, you know, again, three games, I think he'll be okay when it's all said and done. I mean, the thing I love about Jason Worth is that he, you know, the guy's pace, a patient hitter, has an on-base percentage that is always high. So I'm expecting him to be that guy the rest of the way.
And then one last thing to wrap up, and it's a big one, but what is up with this team's defense? This ought to be at least a pretty good defensive team. I know they're missing some key guys, but even the guys they're playing ought to be pretty good. Is this, again, just a bad week and a half, or is there reason to be worried about this team defensively?
Well, I have to say it's just about a bad week, but then again, Matthew, you know, last year at this time, the Nationals got off to a bad start defensively. And they didn't really get it together, really, until June. So you hope that doesn't happen again. But, I mean, you know, Ian Desmond was a big part of the reason they got off to a slow start last year and this year. So I think everyone is hoping that, like last year, Ian Desmond will have some errorless games and be the all-star caliber shortstop he's been. So right now they're not worried. Matt Williams isn't worried. You know, we're talking about guys who are making these errors. These guys have great characters, and they'll find a way to get it done. Believe me, they will.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.